course and so forth. Of course, you didn't have all the things you have today. You have that wooden porch, because the porch so big.
Yeah. What about did you see a lot of animals in town here? Were there places where people would keep
them? Oh, hell yes. You had stables all over the town. People would make buggies and horses. They had drays and places that's all they had, with horses. Very few people had automobiles. If it was hard to get one repaired then, as it is now, and you try to get your car repaired, and you go down there, the first thing, well, you leave it here, we'll fix it next week. Then, the fella didn't have anybody, he didn't have tools, he didn't know how to repair it, because they only had a few automobiles. Next thing it is, the road, they got these Fords, and the Ford put the thing in there, because you could wire them up with a piece of baling wire, and everything was all right. You didn't have the modern car that you have today, but the roads were bad. In 1920, Governor Parker come in here, and it was all dirt roads. But he started, when he got out of that, he had gravel on all those roads. There were roads you could travel on when it was raining. Well, when Huey Long come along, he started paving these roads. Well, there was just as much difference between what Parker did taking off the dirt onto gravel and what taking off the gravel to pavement, don't you understand? That's progress. If you went out there and went into some of those textile mills in the state of Georgia, which you have a lot of them up there, you go out there and look at what they had in that 30 years ago and look what they got today, you wouldn't recognize it. You used to, I don't know whether you knew it or not, you might not have been too young to know, but during the Great Depression, one of the things that in Georgia is why they made these chenille spreads. Everybody in the country was making a damn chenille spread. They didn't have any money, so a damn fella gave them some material and a sewing machine and paid them for spreading it. But hell, you could go, I've been to Georgia many times, hell, mile after mile, you'd see them hanging on clotheslines, all kinds of designs. You remember that?
Yeah. That's up around Dalton.
Not only Dalton, you find it all over the state of Georgia. Of course, most of the mills. Biggest mills in Georgia. We bought many of bedspreads. Got some in the damn warehouse over there now from Georgia. Shield Brothers is over there. We bought a many $100 bedspreads from Shield.
Yeah. Where do you keep the cows? Where did you keep the cows?
Keep them in pasture.
Did you have a building for them to get under, or would they grow
up? I just would rest them. Just the rest of the damn cows. Of course, they fed the milk cows.
In the halls?
They didn't go out there with the rest of them.
You mean they let them out in the pasture?
Mm-hmm.
Was there a place around the barn where all the animals could run around?
No, the barn wasn't that big. It was big enough for them to get out of the weather. And of course, we had little lean-tos for the cows at a later time. We just built a damn lean-to with the thing. It wouldn't be but about that high. And a shed and let it face the south, so when the wind, north wind would blow it, would protect the animals. A cow don't need a lot of protection. They'll get pneumonia, get tuberculosis.